With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Sending It, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a lot of good stuff to get to over the next 30 minutes. Monday Night Football wraps up week two in the NFL tonight with the Falcons and the Eagles. We'll give out some picks here in a little bit. Also on a Monday, one of my favorite segments of the entire week, games that you gotta bet right now. I got three in college football, three in the NFL. We did really well with those last week. Not only did the sides hit, but we were writing on a bunch of those line movements. We'll give out some of those picks that I like quite a bit. Kate Constable going to join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then also every Monday, I look at my top 10 teams in college football. Not what the AP poll has at their top 25, what I think are the top 10 teams in college football. Maybe some good odds that you can get on some of these teams to win the national championship. Then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, NFL, college football, baseball, anything you want to talk about, let us know. Type it into the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BetQL, or you can go over to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you want to listen back to the episode, because we got a lot of good stuff coming, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling on a Monday. Glasses in session, time for a little primetime Peege. Monday Night Football, Falcons at the Eagles. Both teams are birds. So the Eagles, they're -5.5. The total is 46 tonight on Monday Night Football. Eagles -250 on the money line. Atlanta is +200. We've seen some line movement in this game, right? The Eagles were 6.5-point favorites. Now it's come back down a little bit. I think there's been a little bit of a sharp buy on Atlanta. Also, the A.J. Brown injury, I'm sure, has affected this line probably about 0.5 as well. Jalen Hurts, incredible at home on primetime games, 8-1-1 against the spread. So a lot of people like that. A lot of people are also going to be betting the Eagles because of the way that Atlanta looked last week. Kirk Cousins possibly still dealing with that ACL injury, his mobility, even though he's not a runner to begin with. The way that Atlanta was kind of protecting him in the pocket against Pittsburgh last week makes you think that maybe he could still be a little bit injured. But I told you guys last week when I'm handicapping the NFL, one of my favorite things to do is bet teams that are coming off straight up losses that were favorites the previous week and then are underdogs the next week. Look at what Cleveland did in week two against Jacksonville after they were home favorites against Dallas. Look at what Cincinnati did yesterday against Kansas City after they were home favorites against New England. Well, here we go again with Atlanta. They were home favorites against Pittsburgh in week one. Now they find themselves as underdogs against Philly. And everybody's going to be on Philly, right? The Hurts stat, as I just mentioned, Cousins being injured, the fact that it's Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football, nobody's going to want Atlanta in this game. I would go towards the Falcons +5.5, but honestly, I would just do what I did on Sunday Night Football last night with the Bears and the Texans. Houston was favored by 6.5. I thought that Houston was probably the lean. I got Chicago live at +10.5. got a much better number. That ended up cashing. I kind of like doing the same thing with Atlanta or Philadelphia tonight. If Atlanta goes right down the field and scores a touchdown, you'll be able to get -2.5 on the Eagles, which could be a really good price. Vice versa, Eagles get off to a hot start, you might also be able to get a +10.5, +11.5 on Atlanta. So I think it's a great game to bet live tonight. If I had to pick it on the original spread, I would probably go to the Falcons +5.5. As for some props that I'm looking at for the game tonight, Saquon Barkley over 95.5 rushing and receiving yards. Because there's no A.J. Brown, I think they're just going to get Barkley even more and more involved. He was obviously awesome in the season opener against Green Bay. I think Barkley's going to have a monster year. Kind of feels like when McCaffrey went from Carolina to San Francisco, might be the same kind of thing for Barkley going from the Giants to the Eagles. You just put him in a much better offense, a much better scheme, all that talent around him, and he is going to shine. A player that was also kind of injury prone in his former stop, you bring him to a new team, playoff kind of caliber team, Super Bowl caliber team, and he takes off. So I think Barkley has a big night against this Falcons defense. I'll go over 95.5 rushing and receiving yards for Saquon. I'll also go Jalen Hurts' longest completion to be under 37.5 yards. A.J. Brown is awesome after the catch, as we all know. He's a good vertical threat as well. Devontae is going to be the clear number one receiver for the Eagles tonight. The wide receiver depth's a little thin, though. Jahan Dotson, who they traded for, is going to step up at wide receiver two. Obviously, Goddard will involve Saquon as well. If the Eagles have a long pass play tonight, I think it's going to be because of either maybe a screen pass or a busted coverage or a great catch and run, whatever it may be. I don't think it's going to be a vertical deep ball necessarily from Jalen Hurts. So I'll go under 37.5 completion yards for Hurts. I also like Hurts and Cousins to combine to each to over 1.5 interceptions tonight at +130. So two or more picks for Cousins and Jalen Hurts combined. Cousins to throw a pick tonight is -190. I think he's definitely throwing one, if not two. Think there's a chance that Jalen Hurts could throw a pick as well. If you're leaning towards Atlanta or you like Atlanta tonight plus the points, you got to figure they got to get some turnovers, maybe in Hurts interception. So I'll go over 1.5 picks at +130 tonight. And then Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals at -125 as well. I love these spots when I like an underdog on the road, right? You feel like Philly's probably going to move the ball tonight with how good their offense is, even without A.J. Brown. For Atlanta to stay in this game, for them to cover this spread, they got to keep Philadelphia to field goals. So we'll go Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals at -125. Our guy B. Mills is asking us, PJ got a couple props. Kirk Cousins' longest completion, under 34.5 yards. Also like Bijan over 30.5 receiving yards. Love the Bijan prop. Think that's a really good one, B. Mills. Kirk Cousins' longest completion, I just told you guys I like Jalen Hurts under longest completion. Cousins, I don't have a play on that one. If I had to, I probably would agree with you and go under the 34.5, but the Bijan over receiving, certainly do like that one. All right, let's get into some games that I would bet right now here on Send It In. 3 in college and 3 in the NFL. We'll start in the college game. Give me Georgia Tech currently at +10 on BetMGM right now against Louisville. This is just your classic look-ahead spot for the Ville. Coming off of a bye week, and they have Notre Dame coming up next week in week 5. Obviously, Louisville beat Notre Dame last year. That was a huge win for them. And Louisville's the kind of team that I like as underdogs. I don't really love them as favorites, especially laying double digits against a Georgia Tech team that's got a very capable offense. They're well coached. They're going to be able to score some points on Louisville as well. And again, coming off of a bye week, like, how is Louisville not looking ahead to Notre Dame? Beat the Irish last year. If you beat them again next week, you have a chance to knock out Notre Dame from the college football playoff. So I think they're looking ahead to that game on the road in South Bend next week. I like Georgia Tech plus the points. I'd take a shot with them on the money line at +310 as well. Next game up, give me Middle Tennessee State +14 against Duke. I love these spots in college football. Whenever we get a Power 4 team that has to play a true road game against a Group of 5 team, I always love taking that group of five team, especially when we're able to get a key number like this at plus 14. Just last week, you saw two examples of this where Utah State was at home against Utah. We talked about that game all throughout the week. The Aggies covered that number. Then you had Vanderbilt on the road at Georgia State last week, and Georgia State won that game outright. Vandy was also in a look-ahead spot. They have Missouri this week on the road in Columbia. And then Utah had a look-ahead spot with Oklahoma State, who they play this upcoming week. Well, next week, Duke's got North Carolina. And I know Duke-North Carolina isn't the same in football that it is in basketball, but it's still Duke and Carolina. The Blue Devils are undefeated right now. They're 3-0. They've had a couple of nice wins back-to-back against Northwestern and UConn. Now they got to go on the road. They're laying 14 against Middle Tennessee State, and they got the Tar Heels on deck. Love Middle Tennessee plus the points. I look at them on the money line as well. And then finally, Navy at the key number of 10 against Memphis. I think this is a great spot to bet Navy. Memphis is coming off one of the biggest wins that they've had in probably recent history in their school's program in the regular season, right? One of those teams that a lot of people like to potentially make it to the college football playoff out of the group of five. They beat their head coach, Ryan Satterfield, was the offensive coordinator when Mike Norvell, the Florida State head coach, was the head coach for the Memphis Tigers. So he beats his old boss. They go on the road in Tallahassee. They get that big emotional win. And now you got to turn the page. You got to go up to Annapolis, Maryland, and you got to get your legs chopped at for 3.5 hours going up against the Wishbone and Navy. This is a tough spot. It's one thing for a college football team. You usually want to fade them off of a big emotional win. But if I can fade that team going up against one of the military academy teams that runs the Wishbone, that is a nightmare. So love Navy plus the points. I'd look at them on the money line as well. All right, as for the NFL games that I like for week three in the NFL as we look ahead at the current numbers, I would take the Baltimore Ravens minus 115 against the Cowboys. I told you guys to take the Raiders last week because Lamar is not good at covering big numbers as a home favorite. But these are the kind of spots that you want to back the Ravens. A stat that you're going to hear a ton this week is Lamar Jackson is 20-1 against the NFC. It's one of the most ridiculous stats in the NFL. He's played 21 games against an entire conference, and he's only lost one of those games. So we got that going for him this week, the fact that he's going up against Dallas. But the reason I really like this spot is Baltimore's become notorious the last like 2 or 3 years for blowing big leads in the second half in the fourth quarter. There have been 5 instances where Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have been up by double digits in the second half, have lost that game, and then the following week, when Lamar has been the quarterback for the Ravens in that game, they're 5-0 straight up in those games. So they have an excellent ability to bounce back, right? When we wake up on Monday morning and everybody's talking about what another bad loss it was for the Ravens, and everybody's just dumping on Lamar and they're dumping on the defense and they're talking about how overrated this team is, that's when the Ravens respond. Also, week three is just one of my favorite weeks to bet in the NFL because of the desperation that all of these 0-2 teams feel. You cannot go 0-3, especially if you're the Ravens, because you have the Bills and the Bengals upcoming in weeks 4 and week 5. So I get a quarterback who's 20-1 against the NFC. I get a desperate 0-2 team. And I also get Lamar and the Ravens, who are 5-0 bouncing back when they blow a double-digit lead in the second half. The one thing that concerns me is that Dallas is coming off of a blowout loss against the Saints, and their defense got shredded to bits. And obviously, you got Micah Parsons and that pass rush going up against Lamar and that offensive line for the Ravens, but it's just too good of a spot not to take Baltimore, especially at the pick'em. I think they're probably going to close at about 2-point favorites by the time this game kicks off Sunday, so I like the Ravens against the Cowboys. I also like the Detroit Lions -3 against Arizona. I would grab this number right now at -3 before it goes up to -3.5, maybe even -4. Dan Campbell, since he has been in over the last 8 games that the Lions have lost straight up, their bounce back game the following week, 8-0 against the spread. Just talked about what a good bounce back team the Ravens are. The Lions are an excellent bounce back team as well. 8-0 against the spread. They're -3 against Arizona, who had a great win against the Rams. Lions have not been impressive in their first 2 games. I like them to bounce back against Arizona. And then finally, give me the Jags +6 against the Buffalo Bills. Talked about these spots that we love. Jags were a favorite at home against Cleveland. They lose outright. go on the road and take on Buffalo. We will take the Jacksonville Jags +6 against the Buffalo Bills. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. And Kate, always great to see you. What are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays today in Monday Night Football. Falcons, Eagles. The model likes the over, which is a little surprising. A lot of unders hit this week, but model likes the over 42, and it makes this line 52.5. So you're getting like a 6.5-point difference here from where the line is to what the model is making it. So if you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, you can back the model and take the over.
All right, very good. Kate, what about you? Anything that you like for tonight, whether it's in Monday Night Football, maybe a WNBA game, anything that you're betting on the card tonight?
Yeah, Monday Night Football. I'm going to stay away from the side here, PJ. I've been awful at sides so far this NFL season. Props have been wonderful to me, so we're going to stick with some props here. I like Dallas Goedert over 4.5 receptions, and you can get that at plus money. That's +110 over at BetMGM right now. He had 4 catches for 31 yards against Green Bay in week 1. With A.J. Brown ruled out, Goedert has recorded at least 4 receptions in 6 of his last 7 without Brown on the field. So I think a lot of people will be betting on Devonta Smith props, thinking that he's going to get a bigger workload, which he likely will. But I think Goedert will also be a beneficiary of A.J. Brown being out. And I know Kellen Moore likes to employ tight ends. So we're taking Goedert over 4.5 receptions.
All right, very good. Kate, I want to get your thoughts on some of these NFL games that we got upcoming in week 3. Everybody can see the Bears helmet right behind you. They suffered a tough loss to the Houston Texans. They're going to be on the road in Indianapolis next week. Game's kind of close to a pick 'em right now. Colts are -120 on the money line. Any early thoughts on Bears and Colts for week 3?
Oh, PJ, I don't know what to think about the Bears. I mean, honestly, the Bears are fine if they can get an offensive line. Like, that's the one area of the Bears right now that's just god-awful, and you can't really do a whole lot on offense when you don't have an offensive line. Like, Caleb Williams was under pressure a ton yesterday. He didn't have any time to throw. Now, Colts, I mean, the Packers kind of ran all over the Colts just yesterday. So I guess, I mean, maybe this is like the fan in me leaning towards the Bears, wanting to get the win on the road, but going into Indy is also pretty tough. So I don't have any strong thoughts in this game. Again, I'll probably look to target some props. I'm not as down on Caleb Williams as some of the people on X were this morning, just because he's been fine for the most part. It's the offensive line that's been the issue. So I lean towards the Bears, but again, that might be a little bit of a homer pick. One of the games that I just bet is Lions -3. I just heard you talking about them too. Dan Campbell coming off of a loss. That was a team that was favored big time in their game against the Bucs this week. Yes, they have to go on the road, but I think the Cardinals, rather, Arizona, maybe overachieved a little against the Rams team that was really banged up on their offensive line. Cooper Kupp went out. They were already missing Puka Nacua. So that win for the Cardinals maybe looks a little bit better than it actually was. And going up against the Lions team, that's going to be pissed off coming off of a loss. I like the Lions big time at -3.
No doubt. Yeah, I would grab that at 3 because I think it goes up to 3.5 before it goes back down to 2.5. Kate, what about in college football? Week 4, pretty good slate. Oklahoma, Tennessee, Michigan, and USC. And then you got Oklahoma State and Utah kind of headlining these games. Any of those 3 games that you like or anything else that sticks out to you early on in the week?
Yeah, PJ, I'm writing an article right now for BetQL.com, and you can also get it on the Odyssey website about the USC and Michigan game. And so I'm just starting to dive into that one with the concerns with Michigan's quarterback. And I know Orji was just named the starting quarterback for this upcoming weekend. I just can't really trust that offense. Like, the quarterback play has been awful so far. And going up against a USC offense that is well-oiled, I kind of lean towards USC. The game that I do really like is Friday night. I'm going to lay the 8.5 with Nebraska. Big Ten matchup. Illinois on the road. I know Illinois 3-0 this year. They beat a good Kansas team, but Nebraska's defense is so good. They're allowing just 6.6 points per game. That's a top 10 mark. They're giving up the fewest rushing yards in the nation, and they're going to make Illinois one-dimensional and force them to have to pass the ball. Illinois ranks 73rd in passing offense. Luke Altmyer, their quarterback, he's done a really good job of taking care of the football so far. No interceptions this season. I think that changes this weekend. And then you pair Nebraska's defense with their quarterback play with Dylan Raiola. He's been phenomenal. 9th best completion percentage in the nation. I think this line is telling you to take Nebraska here at -8.5.
All right, very good. Kate is on the Cornhuskers. Absolutely love it. Does great work for us here on BetQL. Kate, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you later on in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, before we get into college football and my top 10, some great promos from our friends at BetMGM. And we were talking about Monday Night Football earlier on in the show. I kind of would look at Saquon Barkley first touchdown tonight, and we've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before, but with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first TD bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you can win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in a game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's get into some college football talk. We got some questions coming in on the chat. B Mills, three look-ahead lines in college football that you are interested in. Texas Tech -3 against Arizona State, LSU -21 against UCLA, and Georgia Tech +11.5 against Louisville. Or the Georgia Tech game I just talked about, if you're still getting 11.5s out there, B-Mills, I like it at 10, so I would love it at 11.5. LSU, I think, is a great price, too. UCLA is a disaster. I think LSU can name their score. Maybe look at a team total for LSU in that game as well. Texas Tech -3, I think, is a good bet as well. Arizona State is coming off that really tough game against Texas State. Might be reeling a little bit from that. Feels like a good spot for the Red Raiders. So I like all three of those plays, B-Mills. And then Parley 69. PJ, thoughts on the Chargers money line and under 36 against the Steelers? I think you keep playing Steelers unders, Parley, until you don't have any reason to, right? The Chargers are a team that can't do much through the air, just like Denver couldn't. And we saw how that game ended up. That's going to be an ugly, low-scoring game. I would probably lean towards the Steelers on the money line in that matchup. I will say, if we get a 3 with the Chargers, I don't think we will, but if we get a 3 with the Chargers, that would probably be my play. Certainly wouldn't lay the -2.5 with the Steelers. I could only take them on the money line. Any Steelers game is like an Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern Big Ten game. If it's under 3, you don't lay the number with the Steelers if they're a favorite, because there are going to be a lot of field goals in that game. It's going to be very low scoring. So I would actually lean Steelers money line. But if we do get a 3 with the Chargers, I would take them at that price. I just don't think that we are going to get that. All right, let's talk some college football top 10 rankings. We will start with my number one team in the country. Folks, it's still Georgia. I know they struggled against Kentucky. I know their offense didn't look great. But Georgia actually always does this, and it's something to keep in mind for next season. This is now the third straight year that Georgia has opened up SEC play on the road and has really struggled in that game. They did it against Missouri a couple years ago when they were down 2 scores in the fourth quarter, had to come back and win that game. They did it against Auburn last year where they were down in that game, had to come back, and then against Kentucky on Saturday. So Kirby Smart talked about it. Carson Beck talked about it after the game. For whatever reason, Georgia just always struggles in their first SEC road game of the year. I would say 2 out of those last 3 years worked out pretty well for them, winning the national championship. So Georgia is still my number one team. They're still favored at +325. Ohio State's going to be number two at +350. Maybe the most loaded team in college football. Jeremiah Smith, their true freshman receiver, is ridiculous. Defense is really good. Running backs. Offensive line might be their one question of concern, and certainly Will Howard at quarterback. Looking forward to some of the games Ohio State has later on in the year against Oregon and Penn State. But Ohio State is going to be my number two. Give me Tennessee as the number three team in college football right now at 14-1. That offense is ridiculous. Nico is the perfect quarterback for Josh Heupel and the way that he wants to run that offense. They obviously got a big game this week in Norman against Oklahoma. We'll get a good idea on what we want to do with Tennessee. They might be the best value bet on the board right now, though, at 14-1 to win the national championship. With that quarterback, they might be good enough to win the whole thing. Number four is going to be Texas at +550. They're the number one team in the AP poll. I think right now, a lot of people feel like Texas is the best team in the country. I'm still only going going to put him at number four. I think a lot of the teams that they've played, especially Michigan, that game was way more about Michigan than it was about Texas. When you're as talented as Texas is and you play a team that can't throw the football, like, you really don't have much of a chance. Look at what Bama did against Wisconsin, right? Like, if you don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball, just those better teams are going to blow you out, even if they're on the road. So there are other games, you know, been against UTSA and Colorado State, really haven't been challenged by anybody. Now Quinn Ewers is a little dinged up as well, so going to be interested to see whether it's him or Arch Manning moving forward. But Texas is very good. I think we're buying a little bit too much into that Michigan win, when I think that was way more about just Michigan not being good than it was about Texas being really, really good. I'll put them at number four. Bama, who I was just talking about, I'll put them at number five, plus 900. Jalen Milroe, if I had to bet one player right today to win the Heisman Trophy, it would be him. He looks awesome right now. Defense is forcing turnovers. They look excellent. We get Bama and Georgia in 2 weeks. Both teams on a bye this week, and then they match up in 2 weeks. Can't wait for that one. Ole Miss is going to come in at number six. Defensively, folks, Ole Miss has some dudes on that D-line. They just look different jumping off the screen when you watch them play. Offensively, Jackson Dart's playing really well. They can still score with the best of them. Their running back, Parrish, is awesome, got good receivers. But the defense is what's going to get Ole Miss to that next level. And they finally have guys on the D-line that can hang with the big boys in the SEC. So Ole Miss is going to be my number six. I'll put Oregon at number seven after a couple of rough weeks to start the season. Looked awesome in the Civil War against Oregon State. Dylan Gabriel and the offense was humming. They were consistent. They were accurate. They were making explosive plays. Oregon looked really good on Saturday. I'll put them at number seven. Miami, I will put them at number eight. Looks like Florida's just going to be really, really, really bad this season. I know that was a great performance for Miami, but I'd like to see them play some, you know, better competition, some better teams. Cam Ward's an awesome player, great quarterback. Both lines of scrimmage, they're very good. They have elite players all over the field. I'll put the Canes at number eight. They're 16-1 to win the Natty. Penn State's going to be my number nine team. Under the new offensive coordinator, Andy Kotelnicki, they look really good. Drew Aller looks good. Penn State's offensive line, to me, has been one of the biggest things I've been surprised about this season, how well they protected so far. And defensively under James Franklin, you know they're always going to be good on that side of the ball. And then number 10, one of the biggest surprises so far is going to be USC at 30-1. On this show during the summer, we gave out USC over 7.5 wins on their win total. Obviously, a big game coming up on Saturday against Michigan. Under Lincoln Riley, you know USC is going to score points. Miller Moss is a really good quarterback. But defensively this year, we all wondered what a Lincoln Riley coach team would look like if they ever played defense. We're starting to find that out this season. They've looked really good under Danton Lynn. And again, Michigan shouldn't be that much of a challenge for them. It's going to challenge their physicality because Michigan's obviously going to want to run the football. But USC comes in at my number 10 team. Don't really think you can argue too much about who the top 10 teams right now are in college football, just a matter of the order in which they're in. But mine are Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee is the top three. Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, 4, 5, and 6. Oregon, Miami, Penn State, and then USC will be my number 10 team in college football. All right, folks, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. As we start with a little going streak and one of the hottest players in baseball in the second half of the season, Francisco Lindor. We haven't really taken him much on this show or on going streaking, which is probably a mistake because he's been really good. The Mets are trying to make it in a playoff spot. They're going up against the Nats at Citi Field over the next 3 days, and he's going up against Jake Irvin today, who Frankie Lindor has some great history against, 5-for-10 in his career against Jake Irvin. We will go with Francisco Lindor as our guy today to get a base hit in going streaking. My favorite prop lock is going to be Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals at minus 125 tonight for the Eagles. I don't love a side tonight. I'm probably would lean towards Atlanta plus 5.5. I told you guys that I would actually wait to bet this game live just because I think that throughout the game, especially if Philly gets off to a hot start, you can get a much better number. I would bet Atlanta. I'm probably going to bet it. They are my dog of the day, spoiler alert, which we'll get to here in a little bit, just because I don't really love the MLB board. So I would bet Atlanta. It's not one of my favorite bets of the week, but I think you bet it live. And because I think they keep this game close, that means that Philadelphia is probably going to have to kick some field goals tonight. So we'll take Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals. Atlanta, just mentioned, is my dog of the day. Getting a little bit of worst of a number here. Again, you could have gotten it 6.5. I thought this line was going to continue to climb 7, maybe even 7.5. But the fact that it's gone down the other way, I think, is telling me a lot. So I will go with Atlanta plus 5.5 against the Eagles. But I will not be afraid to double down on Atlanta. If we get like a 10.5, 11.5, something like that, I think this game ends up being pretty close. And then my best bet is going to be Georgia Tech plus 10 against Louisville. Again, make sure you go back, listen to the podcast earlier on in the show. Talked about the games that you should bet right now. 3 college games, 3 NFL games, a bunch of lines right now that I think are good buy spots on some of these teams. Georgia Tech, I really like it at plus 10 against Louisville. I think they got a shot at winning this game outright. We love a good look-ahead spot in college football. Louisville, again, they're coming off a bye week. They got Notre Dame next week. That was a team that they beat last year. They have a chance to potentially end the college football playoff hopes of the Irish. So maybe overlooking Georgia Tech a little bit, which I think is a mistake, because Georgia Tech can score on offense. They're a well-coached team. I think getting the Yellow Jackets at plus 10 right now is a really good bet. All right, once again, our favorite plays for today. Francisco Lindor is going to be our guy in going streaking, 5-for-10 in his career against Jake Irvin. Give me Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals for the Eagles tonight as my prop lock. Falcons plus 5.5 is my dog of the day. And Georgia Tech plus 10 against Louisville is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us. Appreciate you guys tuning in, sending in all your questions. Great stuff. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy Monday Night Football.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.